This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
All right, Auburn lost last night to Ole Miss. On the call was Barry Booker, SEC Network, and he's with us on the Bud Light Hotline. Barry, welcome in. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, gentlemen. Good to be with you guys. Man, interesting game last night. Slow moving, but competitive.
Yeah, to say the least, it was slow moving, and that was obviously Ole Miss's plan. I guess you got to credit Kermit Davis for a really good game plan. I mean, he had Auburn, it seemed like, out of their rhythm the entire game.
Yeah, they took Auburn off the three-point line for the most part, especially Jared Harper and Bryce Brown really pressured them, gave them difficult shots, and other guys on the team, they gave them open shots, which, you know, that was Ole Miss's plan to let those poor shooters take those shots. And, yeah, outstanding plan and toughness, too. They really had to fight and scratch, and the ball hit the ground a few times, and it looked more like a fumble in football than a basketball game, the way guys were hitting the floor and really getting after that basketball. And that low-scoring game, those possession was critical.
How do you explain Auburn 3-5 in their last eight?
It's difficult because the talent is there, obviously, with the outstanding guards. You know, several of the guys, you know, Horace Spencer, Malik Dunbar, so many of the guys are coming back from injuries and just not at the level of play that they were a year ago. But still, the talent level is there, so it is inexplicable.
Barry Booker's with us, part of the call last night on the Auburn loss to Ole Miss, and he's with the SEC Network and ESPN, always kind with his time here. We sometimes, though, start panicking about teams as we approach March Madness. This Auburn team, everywhere I read, Barry, anyway, is an NCAA tournament team. When you look at Auburn big picture away from last night, that still looks like an NCAA tournament team to you, right?
Well, they really didn't look like an NCAA tournament team last night, but I've never seen Jared Harper look like that. He really played poorly and that just wasn't himself last night. But, yeah, they're in great shape as far as all the measures go. The NCAA evaluation tool, Auburn went into that game last night 20th. So that is, you know, that's a 5 or 6 seed level. So they're in great shape. Still some work to do, and I'm, you know, I had thought Auburn would knock off Tennessee last game of the regular season in front of a raucous crowd at Auburn Arena, but the way they played last night, I'm about ready to pull that prediction back.
You still got time on that one. Barry Booker is with us on the Bud Light Hotline. You've seen Auburn a couple times the last couple of weeks. You've seen them without Austin Wiley, and you pretty much did last night. I mean, you played 8 minutes and scored 1 point. I mean, can they be whole without him? Can Bruce Pearl at some point just say, I don't know what I'm going to get out of him, so I got to move on and do my thing? Can this be a whole team without Austin Wiley, do you think?
Well, you know, they can't be as good because you got to defend the middle. You got to defend around the basket to be an effective defensive club, and Austin Wiley is the only guy on this club that can do that at a high level. So they really need to get him back, which is, you know, why they're working so hard to get him back into the lineup, get him back into the rotation. So I think they realize that to reach their potential, they got to have Austin Wiley back, and so they're going to just take their time and let him ease his way back into the lineup, and hopefully he's ready to go in March, and hopefully for Auburn's sake, they don't have many more nights like they did last night and start sliding backwards as far as NCAA tournament seeding and possibly risking a chance of getting into the tournament.
11 games into conference play, what is more surprising, Auburn sitting at 5-6 or LSU at 10-1?
I would say LSU at 10-1. They got so many new guys on that team that are playing big roles. That it's amazing that they are performing at the level that they are. To go in the Rupp Arena, be able to win that game is that's one of the big surprises of this season in SEC play. And you know, Ole Miss really surprised by them. They were picked last in the conference this year. New coach and Kermit Davis in place, and you know, right now they're in good shape to make the NCAA tournament. That's another big surprise.
I give Tennessee credit, Barry, for not looking ahead, handling South Carolina last night. But I'm eagerly waiting Tennessee and Kentucky this weekend. Possible two number one seeds in the SEC, and they bang heads this weekend. What do you expect when the Vols and Cats get together?
Well, I think the Cats are going to play that outstanding defense, and that'll be another low-scoring game, I think. You know, Kentucky, they will look to really push the ball when they get it. I think the Cats win that game, but that was another big surprise of LSU getting that game last night in Lexington. So, man, Tennessee, they're just so solid, so tough, don't make a lot of mistakes. So that one's going to be a lot of fun. That is certainly the game of the year so far in the SEC, and we'll get it twice coming down the stretch.
He is Barry Booker. You'll see him on the SEC Network throughout the season, and he was down at Auburn last night. Barry, we appreciate the time. Thanks for helping us recap that one last night.
Hey, my pleasure. I'm back at Auburn next week for the Arkansas game, so hopefully a more high-scoring situation next week.
It would almost have to be. I mean, I think the odds would tell you it almost have to be. Thank you, Barry. Take care.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Barry Booker with us on the Bud Light Hotline from down in Auburn.
Follow Ryan Brown on Twitter and Instagram at Ryan Brown WJOX.